Okay, sure. Why Miseb? When the pasuk itself says Mishorat Chamorat Seh, says the word Seh, Harei Seh Amar. So you can't say the klal only comes to include Seh. If so, Hamani Mekayim Geneva. Why do I need the klal of the word Geneva? Like it says in Himosei Tzemotei Biyodoi HaGeneva Mishorat Chamorat Seh. What do I mean the word Geneva, the klal for? It is Lerab is called over. This comes to include everything. So the Kitzur Bechiski learns out that a Geneva applies to everything. So this is the pasuk for a Pashat Geneva. Then the Gemara says back, no. Yoimer Shor Se Ugeneva. Let the Torah just write the word Shor Se Ugeneva. And from this alone, the Akol B'chal, I know everything. What do you have to say? No. The Eagle Kach, if it would have just written just Shor and Se, and there was left out Chamor, Hayisai Matur, I would have said the same. Ma Prat Mefur Yudel Vakoy for Bechorah. Shor and Se has Kedushas Bechor to it. So I would have said, Af Kol Dov Vakoy for Bechorah. It means to include something else that also has to do with the Bechor. What else could you come to include? Chamor also has a meaning of a chamor. If so, when the pasuk itself says the word chamor, haray chamor omer, we come to include already chamor. If so, hamani mekayim geneva, what does the pasuk mean when it says the klal of geneva? What does it come to include? It has to be again the rabbis called over. So now the kids of the Bryce is just explaining Tana de Vechiski how we learned about everything. Then it goes further. Ilokach would have been like this. Isai would have. I would have said to say, Ilukaka Yisai, Memaha Prat Mefurish Balachayim, Afko Balachayim. Maybe we'll just something include all type of Balachayim. Ma Yesh Kolohavi, what else would I come to include then? There's a Pasuk says already now, Shor Sen Chamor. So what do I need the Klal of Geneva? All Balachayim. Now what does it mean to say? Shar Balachayim. If so, Keshuay Mechayim, when the Pasuk says Lon Chayim, Harei Chayim Omer, means to say all type of Balachayim. If so, Hamani Mechayim Geneva, what's the first Klal of the Geneva? Is Lerav is called over, comes to conclude that the Geneva applies to everything. So this is the way Tanod Vechiski learns out from this Pasuk, Geneva applies to everything. What we just say? Yoyma Shor U Geneva. Let the Torah just write, if you steal a shore, Miksiv, does the Pasuk say, shore or Geneva? Does it say shore first and then Geneva? The Rashi says, Miksiv, shore, Beresha. Vodi Geneva, Nevule, Prat. Uklal, to say it's like a Prat in the Klal. To name Ma'akil the Klal, that the Klal, if you have a Prat first, and then you have a Klal, so the Pshat is, that the Klal is Maisiv on a Prat. That Gitnia, some more question, no. Geneva v'shor hu d'chsiv. The Torah writes the word Geneva first, and then it says the word shor. If so, it should be a klal and a prat, just the opposite. And then I should say, only a shor and nothing else? So what's the more saying now? Let it just say, shor and Geneva. If it would just say shor and Geneva, it says the opposite though. It says in the Torah, Geneva and then shor. So I would have thought to say, only a shor and nothing else. How could I come to clue other things also? Maybe you'll tell me, Ilu Nemakom means if it would have said this way, it means Ilu Nemakom, the Torah would have said, Shor Geneva would have said Shor first and then Geneva, so I could learn out from this alone with a prat and a klal. From here I would have known everything. So Gemara says, no, Omi Moses Amrit, can you say like this, Maha Prat Mefurish, can you say that the prat is Mefurish, have a Shor Prat? That you wanted to say, from this you can't learn out. Because if would have just said the word shore, I would have thought to say it has to be like a shore that's Karav Lagabi Mizbeach. Only behemoth that Karav Lagabi Mizbeach he could do it. And not other things. So Moritz Kashi, no, how could you say that? I would have said rather like this. I would have said to say, shore is a prat. It says the word shore first. So shore is a prat, mashem only if you steal a shore. Oh, Geneva, then it says the word of Geneva. That's the cloud, that comes to include everything. If so, Prat to klal, when the Torah first says a prat, something special, singular, and then it says a klal everything, usually the din is, nasa klal moisef ala prat. The second klal, that's moisef on the prat. The yisrabulu komili, and I come to include everything. So how could you say, if it would have just said shore and Geneva, I would have thought to say shore only means korv legabi mizbeach. This is a klal and a prat, and this is a prat and a klal that I say means everything. So must el rather like this. El rather kedachsiv komar. It says taka geneva v'shor. Taka says geneva first, then it says shor. So if so, it's a klal and a prat. So then try the gemara. Mimos is amri taka b'klal. How could it say everything is in a klal? If a klal, it's a klal and a prat. So everything has to be like the prat. Ima prat nefurish. Hevel like Geneva. So imahafrat. So much like this. Imahafrat mefurish is hevel like Geneva cloud. The Geneva the cloud for sure prat. And then the pshat is klalu prat. When you have a klal and then you have a prat, ain the klal al mashim a prat. If the Torah first says Geneva everything, and then it says shor, so I should have said shor in midiach rinilai. There's only a pasha of Geneva if you steal a shor, but anything else doesn't have the pasha of a Geneva. So what's the Gemara saying before? Let it just say shor, and I would know other things also. No, if it would have just said shor, I would say it's a klal and prat. There's only the prat. So the Gemara says, or my Rava says, Tarno, this price avada achayim kosomachle. Avada returnach on the last rosho of chayim. It says chayim shnayim. Trashi chayim somach, Geneva. Devil a klal kama somachle achayim. Devil a klal basra. The Dorsh Mosunzi. Savada is also somach on the word chayim to make these rushes. Therefore, uklal oprat uklal. Therefore, it's like a klal, a prat, and then a klal. That's how we learned out everything. Kamalei. So that's how. That's what the kasher is. Let it just say one shore. So true, Geneva is a klal. Shore is a prat. But then it says chayim, mashm, anything. That's another klal. So that's a klal, a prat, a klal. I know everything. Fredi Gemara still know. There's a difference between the second klal and the first klal. They're not the same type of a klal. The Rashi says, loikala labalachayim. The klal kama de mashma kol dover. The first klal is mashma everything, and the second klal is only mashma balechayim. And the first klal is geneva. Mashma anything you steal is in the pasha. But then it says chayim, which is mashma only balechayim. So how can you make a klal prata klal? The second klal is not shover. So my answer is for tona de very Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you this goes according to tona de very Rabbi Shmuel. The Kahai Gavna Doris Klal Prat, he still makes a drosha of Klal Prat of Klal, but the Gemara says Neil Trefus. Even though the Klal Basra is not like the first Klal, still you can make a drosha of Klal Prat of Klal.
So the Gemara explains, then I'll tell you the Hokka Kashale. This is what we have straight over here when it comes down to Tanavir Chiskiya. At the Postik says, Himil Mosei Timotsei, the question is Lomali, what do I have to have this first Klal for? Yoima, let the Postik just say, Shora Geneva Bechayim Viakol Bechlal. I can make the Klal and Prata Klal from the word Geneva, and the last Klal is Chayim, and then in the middle have the Prat. So what do I have to post to start off for? Im Mimosi Simotze Biyodi HaGneva Mishob HaChamor. What is Im Mimosi Simotze doing here? So in this we're going to answer. That Elo Ken of Ura just said it is. The Yisar Ura said the same. Maha Prat Mufurish Dobar Kol HaGavim Mizbeach. Al Kol HaGavim Mizbeach.
Im Mimosi Simotze HaGadav. So Mar says no. On this the Bryce answers. Elo Ken of Ura just said Geneva Shor and Chayim. I would have had to say, klal or prat or klal, but it has to be like the prat. Maha prat, mefurish dovra kor legabim mizbeach. Just like Yeshua, this type of a behema could be kor legabim mizbeach. Maybe af koil hakor legabim mizbeach. Any other type of an animal that could be brought for korban. Ma yesh lovi, what else could you include, sir? So maybe that's all the pasuk means. But what it just said, geneva, shoran chayim only, shoran sir. So kishuayim is sir. Now that the Torah says the word seh, or harei seoma, the Torah says clearly seh. If so, homani mekayim geneva, what do I need for the first klal? If the whole klal is only coming to be marva seh, but now the Torah says seh clearly. The Torah says shor seh v'chamor. So after the Torah writes shor v'seh, like what do I need the klal for? What is the geneva, the klal coming to teach me? So I tell you, it means to teach me, l'rabo is called over. It's coming to marva anything. That's how we learn not everything. And this thing, then we ask the kasha back, no. Maybe, yoimar geneva v'shor v'seh v'chayim. Maybe the Torah just wrote down geneva v'shor v'seh v'chayim. V'akoy v'chol, everything we'll be learning of that. And now we explain, no. Like, what do we need the word chamor for? Like, Elu, Kenev would have just said, shor v'seh, or Yisrael would have said the same. I would have said, ma haprat, mefurish dover hakodesh v'chayim. You know what type of an animal is good? It has to have some type of an inyan of a bechor. Even a chamor, even though a chamor is not fit to be a korban, but a kol potim has some din of a bechor on it. There's a pasha of pet a chamor. Is af kol, there's a din geneva in anything, af kol dover a kodesh bechorah. Anything else that has shaykhus to bechor, also has a din of ganef. says, so, ma yesh tekol hovi, what else do you have to include? Chamor, you want to say chamor. If so, again though, but kishuwai mechamor, but the Torah says chamor clearly, it says shor sen chamor. If so, harei chamor omer, the Torah says already chamor. If so, amani mekayim geneva, so what's the klal of prop coming for then? What's the geneva coming for? L'rab is kol dover, that's to include everything. That's why I know everything, geneva applies to everything. For the Gemara now still, Yoima, let the Torah say, good, Geneva, Vishor, Vise, Vichamor, Vichayim. Vakol, Vichlal. And from this, I should learn not everything. But again, now, Ilu, Cain, if it would have just said like this, Hayisi, Yoima, I would have said like this. Maha Prat, Mefurish, Balachayim. All these Pratim are talking about things that are Balachai, that's life. Af Kol, Balachai, maybe even any type of a Balachai, that's the Parsha of Geneva. And what's the Chiddush? Ma Yesh Tichol Hobi, what do you want to include? What can you include more than the Pasuk says? It says already, Shor Sen Chamor. I'll tell you, Shar Balachayim, other type of Balachayim, even Chayis, anything. If so, Kishuwai Mechayim, but now the Torah says the word Chayim. If so, Hare Chayim Mamamash, many type of a Balachayim. If so, Amani Mechayim Geneva, like what's the whole Klal or Prata Klal then? All these Pratim, like the Torah says clearly. So Klal or Prata Klal comes to include something more than just what it says. So what else do you want to include? Mani Mekayim. Well, Mani Mekayim Geneva, the Rabbis called Dover. It comes to include everything. That's how we finally get to include everything. So this, the question is no. Imimotze Timotze Lomli. And so why do we have to have the Pasuk of Imimotze Timotze? Which is also a mashman to include everything. But you know already everything. Even without the word Imimotze.